यमुना तीरावन चाहरे जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावन चारी यमुना तीरावन चारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्णा हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol, Hari bol. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Jai Jai Prabhupad, 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 Prabhupad. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam namaskritya naram chaiva narottamam devim sarasvatim vyasam tato jayamudirayet nashta praesha bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtaki Krishnaya Vasudevaya Devaki Nandanaya Cha Nanda Gopa Kumaraya Govindaya Namo Namaha Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text Number 7. Bhavayanastvam bhava vishva bhavana त्वमेव माता थसुरित्पति पिता त्वं सद्गुरुर्न परमं च दैवतम् यस्यानुवृत्त्यकृतिनो भवो विना भवायनस्त्वं भव विश्वभावन त्वमेव माताथ सुहृत्पति पिता त्वं सद्गुरुर्न परमं च दैवतम् यस्यानुवृत्त्या कृतिनो बभूविम भवायनस्त्वं भव विश्वभावना त्वमेव माताथ सुहृत्पतिः पिता त्वं सद्गुरुर्न परमं च दैवतम् यस्यानुवृत्त्या कृतिनो बभूविम सद्गुरुर्नुवृत्त्याकृतिनो भूविमा भवावनस्त्वं भव विश्वभावन त्वमेव माताथ सुहृत्पति पिता त्वं सद्गुरुर्न परमं च दैवतम् यस्यानुवृत्त्या कृतिनो बभूविम माताजी भवाय फॉर वेलफेयर नह फॉर अस त्वम योर लॉर्डशिप भव जस्ट बिकम विश्वभावन द क्रिएटर ऑफ द यूनिवर्स त्वम योर लॉर्डशिप एव सर्टनली माता मदर अथ एज ऑल्सो सुहृत वेल विशर पति ही हस्बैंड पिता फादर त्वम योर लॉर्डशिप सद्गुरु स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर नह आर परमम द सुप्रीम च एंड दैवतम वर्शिपेबल डेटी यस्य हूज अनुवृत्त्या फॉलोइंग इन द फुटस्टेप्स कृतिनः successful babu vima we have become translation and purport by his divine grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai O creator of the universe you are our mother well wisher lord father spiritual master and worshipable deity by following in your footsteps we have become successful in every respect We pray, therefore, that you continue to bless us with your mercy. Purport. The all-good personality of Godhead, being the creator of the universe, also plans for the good of all good living beings. The good living beings are advised by the Lord to follow his good advice, and by doing so, they become successful in all spheres of life. There is no need to worship any deity but the Lord. The Lord is all-powerful, and if He is satisfied by our obedience unto His lotus feet, He is competent to bestow upon us
all kinds of blessings for the successful execution of both our material and spiritual lives. For attaining spiritual existence, the human form is a chance for all to understand our eternal relation with God. Our relation with Him is eternal. It can neither be broken nor vanquished. It may be forgotten for the time being, but it can be revived also by the grace of the Lord. If we follow His injunctions, which are revealed in the scriptures of all times and all places.
Om Adnyanatamirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manopishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Uta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patidanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
O Creator of the universe, you are our mother, well-wisher, Lord, Father, spiritual master, and worshipable deity. By following in your footsteps, we have become successful in every respect. We pray, therefore, that you continue to bless us with your mercy. The chapter is entitled Lord Krishna's Entrance into Dwarka. The Lord has reinstated Yudhishthir, the worthy candidate, as the emperor of the world. The demoniac forces have been annihilated. Everything has been set right, and finally the Lord, after having taken permission, blessings from His devotees in Hastinapur, has now come back to Dwarka after many, many weeks, months, after a long period of separation. and the devotees in Dwarka are with great love and devotion, with tears in their eyes, are prostrating in front of the Lord and offering prayers, glorification and words of welcome. As I was reading these verses in Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, we always come across how the devotee is prostrate in front of the Lord. I have not come across directly any, maybe if you all have come across, you may let me know. But generally, devotees, they prostrate in front of the Lord. But they don't touch the feet of the Lord, or they don't touch the feet of the devotees. And generally we see that when preachers, Prabhupada writes in the purport to the Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela also, that sometimes when preachers go out to preach, generally people come and touch their feet. I'm sure many of you who are preachers might have experienced this. But, you know, that is not our parampara. That is not our sampradaya. We don't allow devotees or anybody, in fact. Prabhupada says that if a person is a guru, then he may give permission to his surrendered disciples to touch his feet. But otherwise, generally, the process, the Vedic process, is to prostrate in front of the devotees, just as how we do in ISKCON, in Krishna consciousness. We don't go and grab someone's feet. That's not how it is. And even from a general perspective, you know, when you don't know someone, why one should transgress etiquette in a sense that you infringe upon a person's personal space? Is it not? I mean, why do you have to just go so close to someone and touch his feet? Even from personal hygiene point of view, I'm not even speaking about a spiritual aspect of it. Why should you go and touch someone's feet without permission? So that is the principle, that you go and prostrate, you humble yourself and you do Dandavat Pranam or you do Panchang Pranam. And why Prabhupada forbids a person from accepting that touch of people? Because Prabhupada says, touching someone's feet may be good for that person, but it is not good for the person who is receiving the touch. Because when you touch someone's feet, you give your bad karma to the person. And you take the good karma of the other person. So imagine someone who is not very sincere, who is coming and who is touching a feet, or the feet of a person who is not even very advanced, and in ISKCON and in our sampradaya, none of us think ourselves to be worthy of giving blessings, or worthy that somebody touches our feet. Then you can imagine that if somebody touches our feet, what is going to be the consequence? How seriously it will affect our sadhana, and how it will cause great devastation to our progress in spiritual life. And, you know, there is that episode of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Once after a kirtan, when he was sitting down, one lady, a Brahmin lady, she comes and she touches the feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And immediately Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very, very unhappy. extremely unhappy, and he goes and jumps into the Ganga with his clothes on in order to nullify the bad karma which that lady has passed on to him. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally set an example that if Mahaprabhu himself does not consider himself qualified for receiving the touch of another person, then how much should we forbid people from touching our feet? As we can see, the Dwarkavasis they're prostrating, offering prayers. Yes, and unfortunately, when you stop people from touching your feet, then they get angry also. Like last time, I went for a program in Taloja. So before the program began, the devotees were making arrangements of sound system and all those things. And I thought, let me sit down. It was hot, and so I just sat next to one very elderly person. I said, "Prabhu, Raza, baithne dijiye." So I sat next to him. So he was much elder to me in age, and he was trying to touch my feet. I said, no, please. Aap pair mat chhuiye. Hamare sampradaya mein, are kya apna tumhara sampradaya kehte ho? Sab ek hi hai. Sab. Ye sab logon ko vibhajit karne ke liye banaya gaya, apna tumhara sampradaya. I couldn't explain to him because he was not willing to listen, but he wanted to. I could understand that he was not very happy. Bole, kya Maharaj, aapne aapka charan sparsh karne nahi diya? What kind of sadhu are you if you cannot allow us to touch your feet? So that is the general perspective, and I've seen that many times, not just once. I'm sure many of you will be having that realization. Like even once when I was taking my walks in Marine Drive, and one security of one hotel was standing on the sidewalk, seeing me coming, he said, "Arey, Maharaj, ek minute, zara aana idhar, ek minute." So I generally don't talk with people when I'm taking my walks. I just walk, and there are so many people who want to talk to you sometimes, like. So I said, "Nani, main thoda sa walk kar raha hu, please. Ek minute Maharaj, ek minute." I said, no, please. Main walk kar raha hu, please. Darke, I just took a side and I walked ahead. So he's looking at me saying, "Hey!" And I looked back and I was surprised. I mean, one moment ago he wanted to touch my feet, another moment he wanted to smack my face. And it has happened multiple times. I'm not sure if you all can agree with me. Yes? So people think in India that like sadhus are like, like vending machines where you put coins and you get soda or chips or something like that. You have these, or tickets. Tickets, you put money and you get those tickets. People are, I think, used to that. They think sadhu means you can go and you can grab mercy. They fail to understand what is mercy, what is the gesture, what is the meaning behind touching someone's feet. It is a mark of respect, it is a mark of humility, it is an acknowledgement that I am lower than you, you are greater, I am your servant, you are the master, and I want to serve you and thus get your blessings. But unfortunately, the principles have changed and people don't realize it anymore, that what it is, and they feel that you, somehow or another, you can even force the blessings out of people. And they don't even like to hear that you shouldn't touch. They don't like to be forbidden because they feel it's their right. That if you are a sadhu, if you are wearing saffron, and if you are a sannyasi or something, that you must, I am entitled for mercy. Just as many times devotees come here and they don't get prasad, they fight with the management. Prasad kyun nahi diya? How can you not give me prasad? Something like that. So the idea is to please by service Otherwise, such people who get mercy, you know, if they get the privilege of touching someone's feet, will go back and continue doing their nonsense and their sinful activities, and they'll keep coming back and touching the feet. And so sadhus will have, as if like they've taken the, you know, like Prabhupada used to say, like Jesus Christ, he says, he died for the people, died for the sins of his followers. So people feel fine, we can continue with our sins, and the acharyas will just keep on taking our karma. And there is no need for us to reform our ways, and that is the way to go ahead. So here we can see that that is not the process that we follow, this authentic process of offering obeisances at a distance. Humble yourself at a distance. And that's what they are doing. And the Lord is arriving back to Dwarka after a long duration of separation. And Acharyas explained that a very important principle of devotion is that if you want to experience the joy of union, there has to be separation. If you do not have a pigment, you cannot dye your cloth. Can you dye a cloth without the pigment? So just like that, without experiencing separation, you cannot enjoy the bliss of union. And probably that is something which we have are experiencing less and less, even in our day-to-day interactions, is it not? Now say some of our family members takes a flight and goes to some place, say Delhi or Bangalore or say even the US. The first thing they do as the plane lands is what? Call, a call or FaceTime, and our plane has landed, I've reached. Okay. So there's very less separation, isn't it? I mean, if you are going on a 9 hours flight to UK, maybe, or you know, say, okay, so there's 9 hours of separation, is it not? And then after that, immediately you land and you call, Pojgaya. Probably as technology advances, you will be able to use your phones even during the flight. Is it not? So there will be eventually, in due course of time, because of technology, there will be no separation. So when there is union also, what is there to talk? There's nothing to talk. There's nothing to exchange. There's absolutely no joy. Not absolutely, but lesser joy. And also we can understand from the lockdown, you know, when people used to say that, "Are, parivar ke saath time nahi mil raha hai." Not getting time with our family. And then lockdown happened. And then it went on for so long that now people are saying, "Bahut ho gaya." I once asked one of my family members, "How are things?" "Boring." "Why boring?" "My husband is sitting at home only. He's not going out only. We also need some privacy. Ghar par hi baith. Work from home, work from home." Actually, this is the fact. You know, there was this, and in Vedic times, if you see that when there was the system of joint families, you know, and the father, mother, then all, there's so many children, and then their wives, and then their children, and it was such a large house and limited scope for even husband and wife to meet each other. You know, so they would have to sneak somewhere out, you know, a little bit here to get some private time. And as a result, we saw that in ancient times there was more love and respect. But now, because of technology and also because of nuclear families, where they are always together, they are practically bored. I mean, within a very short time and everything is finished. There's nothing much left. So in a similar way, the Acharya has explained that it is also true with the Lord that there is union and there is separation. And the Lord, as we've already seen, that the Dwarkavasis, have experienced separation, but the Brajbasis are experiencing a far greater separation, because he spent, after the age of 10, when he left Vrindavan, he went back to Vrindavan. Certainly it is said in the Puranas, he made a promise, I'll come back. He went back, but he didn't spend much time in Vrindavan, and therefore they felt his separation far more. And in fact, Acharyas explained that the joy of separation is far greater than the joy of union. Because when you have something or someone with you, you don't value it as much as when you don't have it with you. Like when you are eating food, you don't think of the food as much as when you are doing Ekadashi or, you know, Janmashtami fasting. And you're thinking of food more many times, is it not? I mean, we are not supposed to be thinking of food, we are supposed to be thinking of Krishna, right? But when there is fasting, and especially when the fast breaking time is coming closer, the intensity of thinking about prasad is more. Isn't it? You're probably thinking of, are, kya hoga, fast breaking mein. And you are already like, and more closer you are to the fast breaking time, the more difficult and more intense the meditation becomes of food. So when the person is in front of you, he's in front of you, but when a person is not in front of you, is away, then he's everywhere. Because now he's in your mind. He's in your consciousness. The absorption is far greater. And therefore, that is the blessing which Sri Krishna gave to the Brajbasis more than anyone else. And therefore, they are the most fortunate because they are experiencing the bliss, the highest bliss of separation and service. And generally people don't understand it. Yes, and therefore, you know, as we can see here, that the Dwarkavasis didn't call Krishna. Krishna came on his own to Dwarka, drawn by the love of his devotees. And that is the general theme of Srimad Bhagavatam in practically all leelas. Where Prahlad Maharaj, he didn't call out to the Lord, but Narasimha Dev appeared. He was simply engaged in his bhajan, Naam Sankirtan. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. That was his focus. How can I be a great devotee? How can I purify myself? How can I serve? How can I please the Lord in separation? And the Lord appeared. You can see about Dhruva Maharaj that he was performing his sadhana. He was performing his naam jap and the Lord appeared. Oh, my devotee is remembering me. You can see the example of Matang Rishi's disciple. What was her name? Shabari. She was simply following the instructions of her guru. Just chant the Ram Naam. And she was sincerely following that. And she would keep the flowers decorated. She was keeping the flowers outside of her home in the porch. And Maharajas and Sannyasis and many devotees and passers-by would say, what are you doing? Why are you putting all these flowers here daily? You're doing it for years on end. She says, no, Lord Ram will come. Lakshman will come. That's what my guru has said, that they will come. And they would just... And that was her faith. That guru has said, chant Ram's name, Ram will come. And for sure, Ram and Lakshman came passing. And, she received him with so much of affection. So here we can see that Lord Shri Krishna has entered Dwarka without even them having called. Simply because the Lord wanted to meet them, because they had devotion. And therefore our Acharya says, don't desire to see the Lord as much as you should desire to serve the Lord. Don't try to be in the front, try to be at the back, serving. And let the Lord come to you. You know, the example of Srila Prabhupada, once when he went to visit a temple someplace, and Prabhupada started the class, and the temple president happened to come a little late, but then he walked over all the devotees and he came right in front and, you know, sitting there, you know, right in front. Prabhupada didn't so much look at him as much as he remembered one of his disciples, like Jayanand Prabhu or something like that, and he said, "Where is Jayanand?" Because great acharyas and the Lord can see our heart and they can understand what's within you. Are you trying to be the controllers? Are you trying to be the boss? Are you trying to be ahead? Are you trying to be seen? Are you trying to make a show? Oh, look, I'm here. You know? Devotees are not seen serving, even though they are serving. They're doing their service in the background. They're not even seen. Those people who are seen serving are probably somewhere else in some other department. Okay. You see, brooming, or click photos. You know, I'm brooming, okay. Pose, you know, pose with serving, oh, okay. But devotees are, but they are not seen. So, Prabhupada used to say that serve the Lord more than you have the desire to see Him. That is the way. That is the way to please the Lord. Yeah. Otherwise, it will be like stalking somebody. You know, you stalk, you know, the stalkers. You know what you mean by stalkers? You chase somebody, you follow them, check their Facebook account, check their Twitter account, check their, you know, all those things. And say, "I want to meet this person." And they come to the temple and they say, "Ye hai kya, wo hai kya." And that's all, how all celebrities, you see, they are somehow famous, and now they are trying to hide from the general people, wearing goggles and all these things. Why? Because they are not impressed. They don't want to see there so many people. There's nothing great in knowing great people, because everybody knows those people. But it is great if that great person knows you. If he recognizes you, then that's something special. You're not bothered by, I mean, why do you want to go there? You click a photo, click a selfie, and that's all. That's all that you care for. They're not caring for the person's welfare. But if you have some service and if he knows you, then okay, that's something special. Then he wants to meet you. So that is the principle, and therefore here, the Lord is very pleased to be back home in Dwarka. And the devotees are very pleased to receive him. And with tears in their eyes, they are offering these prayers. And he's saying, they are saying, that you are our mother. Krishna, you are our mother. So how can God be our mother? So the acharyas explained that because we have all come from the stomach of Mahavishnu, the living entities have manifested from the belly of Mahavishnu. So therefore, Krishna is also our mother. And also while we are in this material world is also an expansion of Krishna. So we are in the womb of Krishna. So therefore he is the mother. Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyaham. Sambhava sarvabhutanam tato bhavati bharata. Mama yonir mahat brahma tasmin garbham dadamyam. So, within the womb of Prakriti, I impregnate. So, therefore, Krishna is our mother and he also is the father. Yes. Very auspicious. It's the first rain of this season. Full-fledged. Hare Krishna. So, when you do Sankirtan, it rains. Yeah? So, auspicious, very auspicious. Then the Dwarkavasis are saying that you are the well-wisher, Suhrit. So, why is Krishna the Suhrit? What is the speciality of being Suhrit? So, when you compare a Suhrit with, say, maybe an employer of a company where you work, the employer of the company will pay you as long as you perform. But a suhrit or a well-wisher, maybe a friend or maybe a family member, will take care of you even if you are unproductive at times due to ill health or whatever reason. Is it not? Many times we see that children are born, they are special children, they are not able to. Throughout their life, it is pretty evident that throughout their life they will be dependent on their parents. But still the parents take care of the children. So that is love. That is being a suhrit, well-wisher. So therefore, and we saw recently when we were interacting with Radhana Swami Maharaj, Maharaj was asking the brahmacharis that, what were you doing? What are your services? And devotees were saying. So some brahmacharis said that, I'm so sick that I'm just right now focusing on my health. And Maharaj folded his hands and he said, well, I'm so grateful for your devotional service. He didn't say, you're not productive. What are you doing in the ashram? Get lost. Go, get married and, you know, stay and do something. That is real suhrit, well-wisher. That he is grateful for whatever we have done and he is happy to have you in the ashram, even though you are not right now contributing, but you have contributed in the past, and he has hope that we will contribute in the future. So please, feel comfortable. Not expecting anything. Right? That's the true well-wisher. So he's telling Krishna that you are the well-wisher, suhrit. And he's saying, you are the Lord. You are the master. So that word is patihi, yani ki husband. So why husband? Because sometimes if you see that husbands may personally not be interested in dressing up so much, but then their wives are very much interested. Naturally all women are interested in ornaments and, you know, shopping and things like that. So still the husband goes along with the wife. Okay, and finances, whatever the needs are there of the wife, chalo, theek hai, sona kharidna hai, chalo, sona kharidna. Saadi kharidna hai, chalo, salwar kameez, so whatever, you see. So that is the function of the husband, that even though he may not be so much interested in all those things, in going to a shop and shopping, you know, they spend so much of time, it seems. So, but still, he's very patiently waiting and providing for whatever the wife needs. So also, Krishna personally, who is in no need of anything, he's Atmaram. But still, he is there in Dwarka, providing for the needs of his devotees. Even though he is detached from all material things, he is Atmakam, self-satisfied, but he is Dwarka, taking care of everybody's needs. You know, so he understands everybody's heart and what they need. Therefore, Pati, they are calling Krishna as the husband. We are all your wives. You are our husband. And he's saying, Pita, you are also the Pita, as I already explained that. Tasmin garbham dadameham, because of him, we have taken birth in this world. And manifestation of Lord Krishna is Shiva, Shivaling, Yoni, Linga. He's our father. Tvam Sadguru, Sadguru. Well, so he is the Sadguru. The actual Sadguru. Why? Because he has given us the Vedas. The Vedas is the source of all knowledge. As Veda Vyas, he has compiled the Vedas. And therefore, everyone is actually a disciple of Krishna. And therefore, he is a Sadguru. And when it comes to intelligence and knowledge, who can compare with the Lord? Who can be a better guru than Krishna? Therefore, you are the Sadguru. Because sometimes gurus may also not perform according to expectations. Is it not? We have seen examples of Bali Maharaj and Shukracharya. He was a guru, very qualified guru, very knowledgeable, but he also could not perform at the right time. So sometimes gurus also may deviate. But the Lord is always steady. Therefore, he is Sadguru, the eternal guru for everybody. Vande Krishnam Jagat Guru. So naha paramam cha daivatam, and he is the supreme God. Especially in India, where people do not understand or confused about kiski puja karein, Shiv ki, Ganesh ki, Krishna ki, Vishnu, Narayan, Kartikeya, Subramanyam, Durga, Chandi, Kali. Paramam cha daivatam. So why is he called as Paramam daivatam? Because he is the Lord of all. And in fact, all the gods, all others are simply parts of his body. That means all other gods, even though they give you blessings, dhanam dehi, putra dehi, whatever you receive from any other god, actually they are not the givers. They are simply distributors. They are just in charge of logistics. Logistics in charge hai wo log. That means the main source of all gifts is Krishna. So they can be seen as logistics in charge, or they can be seen as parts of Krishna's body. Say maybe the hands. And if the God gives you something, if a hand gives you something, you don't thank the hand. You say, you thank the person. So therefore, when the gods give you something, you should understand, like the rains have come. We don't thank Indra for it, but we thank Krishna for it. Because Indra is nothing but the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, Shri Krishna. And therefore they're saying, Paramam cha daivatam. He's giving whatever we need. And yasyano vritya kritino babu vima. And we have become kritartha. That means we are completely satisfied. We are in total bliss. We are enjoying ourselves. Simply serving you. This is the culmination. Everybody is looking for happiness. Where do you find it? You find at the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Therefore Krishna is known as Madhupati, because the Vedas explain that from the lotus feet of Krishna, nectar flows. There is nectar, there is honey, there is sweetness flowing from the lotus feet of Shri Krishna. Amrit. And if anyone who becomes a servant of the lotus feet of Shri Krishna will get that Amrit, will get that happiness that we are all looking for, but we are looking for that in the wrong place. And therefore he says, Kritino Bhavo Vima, that we have become completely successful. There is nothing further to be attained, topmost, Paramartha. By your mercy, by your kripa. And you see here, in other places also, like if you read the third canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, Kapil Muni is speaking to his mother. He says, Na karhichit mat paraha shant rupe Nankshanti no me nimisho ledi hetihi. Resham aham sakha guru suhrido daivamishtam. Very nice words where he says, Na karhichit. Na karhichit means never. It is never possible. Na karhichit matparaha shantarupe. Matparaha, that means those who are my devotees. Nankshanti, that means my devotees never lose. Nankshanti means to lose. What the opulences which has been awarded to them by me. Like we see, the Dwarkavasis are also having opulences. They have been blessed with opulences. There is how much? 16,108 palaces in Dwarka, just for his queens. And there are 900,000 palaces for all other family members of Krishna. 16,108 queens. From each queen, he had 10 sons. So how much is that? Kitna hota hai? 16,108 multiplied by 10. One ek zero add kar do. Kitna ho gaya? 1 lakh. And for each son, he had 10 teachers. गुरुकुल टीचर्स, तो कितना हो गया? हरे कृष्ण. वी कैनॉट इवन एस्टिमेट, दैट इज द ऑपुलेंस विच कृष्णा हैड अवॉर्डेड टू द द्वारकावासीज. सो इज दैट ऑल्सो टेम्पररी? कृष्ण सेज न कर हिचित मत पर शांत रूपे नंक्षंति नो में निमिषो लेडी हेती. दैट मीन्स देर इज नो, हेती मीन्स द वेपन, लेडी मीन्स टाइम. नाइदर एनी वेपन, नाइदर बाय द पैसेज ऑफ टाइम इज द ऑपुलेंस गिवन बाय मी टू माई डिवोटीज सेपरेटेड फ्रॉम देम. People in this world want dhanam dehi, putra dehi, like they all are running behind Lakshmi, like Ravan running behind Lakshmi, but he didn't want Ram. Yes, but Hanuman, who had Ram, also had the grace of Lakshmi. So therefore, nangshanti no me nimisho ledi heti hi yesham aham priya atma sutascha sakha guru suhrido daivamishta. Why? Because my devotees look towards me as what? As this. He says, they look at me as either a mother or a father or a pati or a, you know, suhrid. Same thing. Suhrido. Daivam ishtam or a lord. So basically, the devotees are having a relationship with Krishna. These are the ways how we can have a relationship with Krishna. Krishna is our master. Krishna is our father or our mother. Just as we have relationship in this world. Yes, we have relationship. Like if somebody comes and introduces you to somebody. Like you may be seeing somebody coming and going from in the temple. But you may not say Hare Krishna to them. But if somebody, some common person introduces you. Says you to that devotee. Then after that, when you see him, then you say Hare Krishna. Is it not? So now a relationship has been established. A relationship of a friend. Sakha. Now how close is your relationship? Like for example, say maybe you meet somebody abroad. You go travel abroad in Italy or say you go to Africa and there you meet an Indian. You recognize him from the color of his skin. Are you are not African, you are Indian. And then you go to him and he says, Indian? Say, yes, I'm Indian. Oh, achha, achha. And then you exchange pleasantries. Achha, which place? Gujarat. Oh, I'm from Bombay. Good. So there is also some kind of relationship. What is that relationship? Okay, I'm Indian, you are Indian. We are abroad, so there is something in common. But you know, that relationship is not very thick. It's okay. I'm Indian, you're Indian, all right. Now there are so many Indians in India, so you don't really think about that so much. Yes. So therefore, even in relationships, there are different levels of intensity. Yes. Like from being Indians to being father and mother to Krishna, or being the son of Krishna, or being the lover of Krishna. So the whole process is of developing that relationship. That when we come to the law, to the temple, what does Krishna mean to me? How am I related to Krishna? That is the whole thing. Sambandha. Like for example, you may have experienced, you go in a flight, you're going on a plane journey, and say, after say maybe a few hours, the person in front of you has, you know, some gentleman is reclining his seat and the person sitting behind is having his coffee or something and, you know, it spills on your whatever and then there's a fight, an argument and there's a squabble. And they're arguing, it's huge ruckus and people are looking, are kaun jhagda kar rahe hai flight mein. And then somehow there is a third person who's related to both these people. And he says, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. So look at that person and say, Hare, how, what happened? And then he says, Hare, you people are related. Say maybe, you know, he's an uncle and he's like the nephew or something like that. Who knows? And somehow say, imagine a situation where now he comes and introduces that, Hare, you all are related. And then what happens? Then again there is a fight. Sorry, sorry, it was my mistake. No, sorry, sorry, it was my mistake. I should not have reclined. No, I should not have, I should have been expecting that you may recline. You know, I should have been more careful.
Okay. But now it's a more pleasant fight. Previously it was. So once that relationship was established, then, you know. So therefore, a very important aspect, as our acharyas are explaining, is to establish that sambandha with the Lord. That who is the Lord to me? What does he mean to me? And therefore, by the grace of the Lord, by the kripa, causeless mercy of the Lord, that the Dwarkavasis get to see the Lord in all of these relationships. Because he is a Yadav himself. He is a Yadava. He has incarnated as one of the family members of the Dwarkavasis. And therefore, they are very pleasantly remembering all those different kinds of relationships with the Lord and taking great pleasure and shedding tears of love, chanting his glories. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram. So that same prerogative, that same privilege is also available to all of us. To chant in separation of the Lord and develop that affection, that love by which the Lord is so pleased and eager that he wants to come and meet us. Hare Krishna. Srimad Bhagavat Mahapurana Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, God Premanande, Hare Hare Bo.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.